This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
My name's Kirsten Taylor and I do judo.
You've been doing judo for a long time now, haven't you? Or is it you?
I started judo in 2016 after I went to a have a go day very like this one.
Oh wow, so does it feel quite, I don't know, emotional or happy to be back at another event like that? Hopefully, I think we spoke earlier and you said you're hoping to inspire others to try judo.
Yeah, I want to inspire people to sort of do what I did, start it, get hooked and keep going.
And I know you have some really, really big goals set for yourself for this year, so tell us more.
I'm hoping to qualify for the Paralympic Games in Paris in the summer.
And when will you know about the decision? The final decision will come through?
There are 3 qualifying events left. The final one is in May, so hopefully after that it'll be good.
How are you rating your chances? Because I feel like everyone kind of goes into this thinking, I have a fair shot.
It should be okay. If I do my best and I get decent draws, it should hopefully be fine. Hopefully putting in all the work, so wait and see.
How did you find judo when you tried it for the first time? Because I personally have done it many, many moons ago, and it was quite sore learning how to fall safely on the mat. So how was that? Because you obviously have the extra element, maybe. I'm not sure where your vision is. Do you see a lot? Does it get a bit confusing when you get flipped?
I'm not too, sort of, when I stand up, I've got no idea which way I'm facing. So that sometimes look a bit like a bit of a muppet. I'm just like, and my partner has gone where? But yeah, it's good. I like it, and everyone in judo is very, very supportive. There's no weirdness with anybody being like, oh, what do we do with you? It's just like, no, get on with it. It's great.
And is that how you have you ever tried any other sports? Is this the first one you found that felt very inclusive?
It's the one I found the most inclusive. I've done a few other sports before, and I've found that sometimes they didn't know what to do with me. It was a bit like, oh, you might be made of glass and you might break. Maybe just sort of do it really slowly. Like, don't sprint, just walk.
And, you know, reasonable adjustments are just that, reasonable adjustments. They're not that difficult to implement. There can be things done. And as you said, you're doing judo, which is quite a difficult physically sport, and you don't have any problems with that.
No, judo is really easy to sort of adapt, because the only difference is that we need to have hands on, so we just start on a grip and then basically same rules as anybody else for judo.
Were there any other martial arts you ever considered trying?
No, I didn't ever try anything else, just judo.
Maybe once you do the Paralympics, do really well, you can pick up another sport and do the Paralympics again.
Well, I did try a few, so I did swimming. That was the training wasn't for me, and I did dressage, and then my horse hurt himself, so that was the end of the dressage.
Oh no. With swimming, was it just waking up too early? Because I feel like the hours for that are pretty insane.
Early mornings and long, tedious training sessions. Not for me.
So you much prefer flinging someone on the mat.
Yeah.
Gracefully and with, you know, tact.
Yeah.
Well,
nothing better.
Wishing you good luck today, and thanks. Keeping fingers crossed for Paralympics. Maybe we'll see you there.
Cool. Thanks.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.